Welcome to Roaming with Restless Women, real talk with wise, dynamic women leaders. I'm your host, Julie Noonan, CEO and founder of Intuitive Wisdom Coaching, and I'm living my dream life. I live and work in my RV, coaching senior women leaders as they navigate corporate politics, family drama, and personal goals to live their own dream lives. These women are restless. They are never done seeking new opportunities, learning, and creating value in the world. If you'd like to apply to be on the show, stick around to the end and I'll let you know how. Let's go.
Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have energy healer Colleen McCann. Her career began in the editorial fashion world in New York City. But she had to take a hard left-hand turn when her intuition volume, as she calls it, got turned up. And she started seeing ghosts, hearing voices, and getting told from strangers on the street that she was a healer. So she left her career. She gave away all her possessions, broke up with her boyfriend, and moved to California to start a new life at 35. Now she's a personal energy stylist. And she created style rituals to be a fun and practical experience to get grounded, heal your issues, practice self-care, build better boundaries, tap into your intuition, and more. After straddling the fashion and wellness industries for the last 20 years, she developed her own brand of glamour magic by blending her experiences as a designer, a stylist, and brand consultant, a healer, mentor, teacher, coach, author, and a serial entrepreneur. Her journey began to becoming an energy stylist started in New York City because she was working in fashion, and she realized that she was really great at making statement necklaces that had superpowers, and she also realized that colors worn influenced a person's energy. Her intuition could be used to heal herself and inspire others. So, as she says, she jumped in to this new entrepreneur journey, in high heels first, down the mystical rabbit hole, traveling all over the world, studying healing modalities, and eventually connecting all of her skills and passions together in style rituals. I can't wait to hear about this, Colleen. So I'm excited to get started. Thank you for being on the show.
Good morning, Julie. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So I'm just going to let you jump in wherever you want to start and tell this story, because not a whole lot of people have the kind of courage that you do.
I guess, well, the best place, as always, is to start at the beginning. And when I was in my late 20s and living in New York and working as a fashion stylist, I found myself, kind of like, funny, the name of your podcast, restless in my career, restless in my relationship, restless all around, even though from the outside, I think everything probably looked pretty good to everybody else, but I wasn't happy. And to throw another log on the fire, I was going through a time, and you know, I'm a woo-woo person, so you're going to hear me say all kinds of
woo-woo things. I love woo-woo. Let's do it.
podcast today. I was in what's called your Saturn return, which is what everybody goes through in their late 20s. And basically, for people to understand how does that affect them, your life can get turned very upside down at that point in your life. You're seeing kind of the garden variety of feeling like lost and confused. And I don't know where I'm going with my life, moving, switching careers, having a baby, right? So it's not exactly bad things. It's just a lot of like upheaval that can happen to you. And my upheaval happened to be around my intuition. So I was in Brooklyn and I was up very late working on a trend presentation for a client. And I decided to go across the street to the local bodega and get a sandwich in the middle of the night. And nobody was in there. I got my favorite sandwich, walked up to the counter. And on my way, I heard a man's voice say, "There's going to be a fight about bananas and the man will be 32 cents short." And of course, I like spun around, nobody's there. I was like, okay, it's somebody in the back. And I'm at the counter, and all of a sudden, as you know, New York bodegas are, a lot of times they have like fruit and other things like out on the sidewalk. A guy comes in with a bunch of bananas and pushes me out of the way and throws them down on the counter. And I watch the fight happen that I just heard in my head, and the man was 32 cents short.
Oh my
So
goodness.
I was like, okay, you're really tired. Let's go to bed. Fine. So then a couple of days later, I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw a ghost walk through my walls into my neighbor's apartment. Okay, just a dream.
Ooh, that would have scared the
Then
crap out of me.
it scared the absolute crap out of me, Julie. So then I start basically knowing, my cell phone is down, and I hear the phone ringing, and I know exactly who it is and what they want, and it's, someone I haven't talked to in 5 years, right? It's not like a work colleague that I talk to all the time, right? So weird things like that were happening. And then I'm still not paying attention to what the universe is showing me. And I take the subway like all other New Yorkers, and people start coming up to me on the subway, strangers telling me I'm a healer, my whole life's about to change, all these different things. And of course, like, any good New Yorker, I was like, F you, get away from me, and like ran the other way. So, oh, fun. Okay. So I was like, okay, this is super great. I am unhappy in everywhere in my life now, and now I'm crazy. Good for me. So I was like, I don't need one more problem. And I was like, I don't know what to do, because this is almost like 20 years ago. And I know, it's so common now. Like, we didn't have social media. We didn't have healing schools online. There was no Zoom. Like, you couldn't go to online classes to learn how to become a Reiki professional. Like, none of this existed. And I didn't know what any of that meant anyways. I grew up, nice Catholic girl in the Midwest, like uniform skirt, 12 years, like the whole thing. And this was just not part of the curriculum that I was raised in. And I didn't have words for whatever this was, but like, something was happening. And I kept thinking to myself, I was like, do I go tell a doctor this? And like, in my mind, I kept thinking, I'm like, if I tell a doctor this, they're going to medicate me. And like, I'm not crazy. Like, I'm a fully functioning, healthy human. Like, so none of this was making sense to me. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. So of course, I was at a client's office, and another consultant there, she came up to me and she said, hey, do you believe in psychics? And I was like, I don't know. I never really thought about it. Why do you ask? She's like, I really think you need to go see my friend Asa Hoffman. And I said, well, okay, who's that? And she said, he's a psychic. And I didn't know her very well, and all I kept thinking was, I was like, she knows something's wrong with me.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So I she and she kept saying it to me, and I was like, well, okay, so I either like go knock on the door of the mental institution right now, or maybe the psychic guy knows what's wrong with me. I was like, that seems like the easier journey right now, so I'm going to do
Yeah,
that.
and cheaper,
So,
you know.
and cheaper, yeah.
Yeah.
So I again, like, there's no digital footprint for anyone. So I wouldn't tell him my last name. I wouldn't give him my email. I called him on the phone. I wouldn't tell him why I was coming, right? I'm so skeptical. And not that I wasn't open to believe, but I just wanted like a very like clean slate for when I got there.
Right.
And so I knock on the door, and this man answers, and he just looks at me, and he's like, oh, you're not crazy. You're psychic.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, what? And he we're standing in the doorway, like I haven't even gotten into his studio yet. And he said, yeah. He's like, is this and this happening? And I said, actually, yes. And this, I said, yeah, definitely. He's like, yeah. He's like, you're psychic. He's like, come in. We're gonna need to have a really long talk. Okay. So he
James.
is counseling me on this subject and tells me, I have a bunch of books that he wants me to read, and I need to learn to meditate, and that he wants me to find a mentor. And I was like, a mentor for what? Like, what is this? And he also told me eventually that I would quit fashion, leave New York City, and move to California. And at the time, I did tell him, I said, over my dead body, am I leaving New York City? Like, diehard New Yorker. So, well, here we are. I did leave fashion. I did leave New York, and I do live in California. So maybe he was on to something. But
Wow.
it doesn't stop there. That was just the
Okay.
beginning of my
Yeah.
roaming. So I like really didn't know what to do about this. And I had one friend at the time that like she was into juicing and like talked about her dead grandma, and there was books about auras and chakras on her wall. Like something inside me just was like, you know what? She's the one. That's the safe place to land this information, because I'm not telling anybody. Because it just like at the time I associated, I was like, if I'm not crazy, I feel crazy, right? So like this,
I can
I don't
only
want to tell
imagine.
anybody. And I'm like, I don't even know what to tell them. I don't know what to tell them. So I end up going out to the Hamptons to see my friend, and I tell her what's happening, and she's like, oh, you finally figured it out.
So she knew all along.
She knew. And she says to me, you need to get a mentor. And I was like, that's the second time this week I've heard this. Great. Where am I supposed to get one of those? And
Yeah.
she said, well, there's this woman that lives in San Francisco, and she's an energy healer, and I think she can help you. And I said, okay, I'm not going to San Francisco. And she said, you don't need to. She's like, she's gonna come through the phone and heal you. And I said, oh my God, I have heard everything now.
Yeah.
But I was also feeling, I was like, okay, I don't know what else to do here. So
Right.
again, it's either whatever this next step is over here to the left, or it's the mental institution. Again, I'm gonna go over to the left.
Right.
So she said to me, you need to get comfortable, lay down on the floor, put your headset in, and just be open to what she has to tell you. And I was like, okay. So again, I wouldn't tell her anything. Get on the phone with her, and she starts like taking some deep breaths and asking me to like breathe with her and like calm down. And all of a sudden, my pelvis like convulses on the floor, like someone had put a defibrillator on my hip bones. And I
Oh.
didn't say anything, just staring at the ceiling. And she goes, that's better. I had to readjust your hips before we could start working together.
Okay.
I'm like looking around. I was like, can she see me? Like, now what?
Holy cow.
So I had a what people now would call an energy healing, a 60-minute energy healing session with her. And I got off the phone. She had, again, just like the guy Asa I had seen, she's like, you're a very sensitive person. Do you know what an empath is? Like, you have all these extrasensory abilities, like, and you need to harness them. And I was like, no, I just want to make all this go away so I can go back and be a fashion stylist. Like, please make it go away. And
Yeah.
well, that's not what happened. The volume got turned up way louder. And this woman ended up becoming my mentor, and I worked with her once a week for 3 years, long distance. And at the end of the 3 years, this gets really crazy. She kept telling me, she's like, "You're going to do what I do." And I was like, "Oh no, I'm not. I will not do that."
This episode is sponsored by me. So, as a special gift to you, our listeners, I offer a free 1-on-1 15-minute breakthrough session. Bring a problem and an experience how coaching works to see if it could be of value to you. Sign up for an available time on my website, intuitivewisdomcoach.com.
And she said, "Well, you don't like have a choice. It's coming for you like a freight train. And I also want you to go to a group school." So I finally end up agreeing to go to this school, and things get even weirder and louder. And I agreed. I was like, "I will fly there. If I can make it, I'll make it till lunchtime, and maybe I'll make it till dinner. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay a week to go to this place." So a couple weeks before I left, I was feverishly going through my jewelry box, and I found these two Alex and Ani charm bracelets. I don't know if you've ever seen like gold bangle bracelets that they always have some kind of like medallion on them, like a like they'll have like a flower or an angel or some kind of symbol, right? And I had met the owner of the company at a trunk show a few years back at Bendel's when Bendel's was still a thing. And she had given me these bracelets, and it was two matching Saint Christopher bracelets, who is, I know from my Catholic upbringing, the patron saint of travel. So I just felt like I had to bring these bracelets. I had never worn them. They were in the back of my jewelry box. I don't know what was going on with the bracelets, but I took them with me. And I get there, and there's like 100 people in school. And it's kind of like you look at it when you go to college and you show up for like the Psych 101 class, and there's so many people. But by the time you leave at the end of, 4 years later, there's like 10 people in a class. And that was kind of how this rolled out over the course of the 3 years. But there were so many people. And the teachers said, "Okay, we're going to learn our first energy healing technique. We need to put you in partners." I ended up getting partnered, wait for it, with a man named Christopher. Okay, don't worry, it gets weirder. And the teacher's like, "Okay, you want your client to lay down, and you're going to put your hands near their head and do this technique." Okay, so I did that, but the thing was, all of a sudden, without turning around, I felt a dead guy behind me. And I knew what he looked like, and I knew his name. And I couldn't stop myself. I leaned over to Christopher, and I was like, "Dave is here." Apparently, I'm a medium too. That was a
Oh,
surprise.
great.
So, that was a surprise that day. And he just, and I, he's getting so upset and just starts yelling. And he's like, "I didn't tell you his name." So I go back to my room, and Dave, the deceased, wakes me up in the middle of the night and is standing at the foot of my bed and said, "Those charm bracelets are for Christopher. You need to give them to him. They are to go to my mother and my sister. They want to know I'm okay somewhere. They want to know." And so the Chris knows you're not lying. He shares the same name as my sister, and he won't like just zaps out of my room. So I walked over to class, and I walked up to my new friend Christopher, and I said, "Hey, new friend." I was like, "I have a question for you." I was like, "Does Dave have a sister?" And I saw the look on his face. He definitely had a sister. And I said, "And is her name Christina?" And he's like, "How do you know Chrissy's name? Chrissy doesn't have Facebook." And he's yelling at me again. And I was just like, "Oh my God." And I explained to him how I knew. And I pulled the charm bracelets out, and I I told him what he was supposed to do with these bracelets. And I said, I'm sorry, like, I am not trying to get in your business, but like, what is going on? Like, who is Dave? Why is this an issue? And so he tells me he's from Boston, and he's a EMT firefighter, and so is Dave. And apparently on Dave's 21st birthday, they all went out and got really drunk, and he took Dave home and put him on his couch, and he died of alcohol poisoning. And Chris
Oh
had
my
blamed
goodness.
himself because he's like, I'm an EMT, like I know what that looks like. I should have, you know. So he's been blaming himself for like 20 years for his best friend's
Wow.
death. Yeah. Oh boy. So I was like, okay. And you know, he was explaining to me about the family. He's really close to the family. And he takes these bracelets back to Dave's family, and indeed they were praying for a sign that Dave was somewhere safe in the universe, right? And he gives them the bracelets, and the sister starts crying, and she said, I a couple weeks ago I lost the only thing I have of his, which was his high school ring, and I kept praying that he would bring me something of his.
Oh, how did you become the style an energy style
Yeah.
person out of
Okay.
all of that?
So let's keep roaming, Julie. So that happens, and that obviously I was like, I don't know what is going on, but like, I whatever this crazy is around me, I just helped somebody. So I'm going to keep exploring that because I feel good about it. And so the teacher says to us, tonight we're going to have a psychic fair. And everyone needs to come dressed as their alter ego. And the idea was that, like, it would kind of look at it like speed dating, that it was like half the room were the readers, and you had to read with something, right? You needed some kind of object. And then the
Okay.
other people were the clients, and they would come really quickly and get small readings. And then we would switch, right? The only thing I have in here that's clean are my fashion clothes. And I was like, oh. My fashion clothes. That's interesting. That's an alter ego that nobody at the school knows about because, believe it or not, I was like a wallflower in there. I was incredibly quiet. I didn't really talk to a lot of people. I was just like, what am I doing here? And so I decide to get dressed, and I put on a full LeMay outfit. I put on lashes. I blew my hair out. I had on stilettos. Like I looked great. And then I thought, okay, the only thing is, what is my accessory that goes with this fashion psychic outfit? And you know, I was like, I could do crystals, I could do cards, whatever. I was like, but that doesn't go with this look. And I thought, I was like, you know what? I need a fashion magazine. So I was like, I mean, it's, you know, you think about it, a fashion magazine is literally like a deck of tarot cards. It's just bound together. There's, you know, so someone taps me on the shoulder. This girl who was a fashion photographer from Sydney was in town, and she was there for a breathwork class. And she said, I overheard you. She said, I have the Vogue September issue in my room. Do you want it? And I said, yeah, I want that. There's a red yoga mat over there and two red yoga poofs. So I sat that on the floor, and I sat there and I did red carpet readings.
Oh, wow.
Like, if I can psychically read a fashion magazine, I could psychically read a closet. So I started doing eventually intuitive closet cleanses, but the idea for style rituals was like born that day that, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't actually have to leave my career. And I can blend everything together. Like this can be a beautiful sensory experience and also be very deep at the same time. And so, you know, the joke, of course, was on me, per usual. I didn't actually leave fashion. I just started working in fashion in a different way. I have a lot of clients that work in fashion, beauty, and entertainment. And, you know, the feedback is always like, well, Colleen, like you get us, like you get the industry and the stresses and pressures, and you know, I don't have to explain to you what it's like to be on set or like to do this or do that, and you know, so it's been really interesting, and I feel very grateful to be able to work in a community that I love so much that I've always worked in. So that's how I roam, Julie.
Wow, that was a very intricate and kind of crazy story, but I get it. I mean, life does put things in to guide us if we're listening, if we're paying attention. And sometimes it can be dramatic like yours, and sometimes it's subtle. But I think the universe does put things in and people into our path that we need to pay attention to. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned doing closet cleanses. What other kinds of ways do you heal people, or like give me an example of a client and what you did for them?
Sure. So when I started my business, it was all one-on-one sessions, and the intuitive closet cleanse was kind of like my Rolls-Royce service. And as my career progressed, I got into working with corporations, and on like when you think about like a w Wellness Wednesday, and like going in and doing work with a creative team or the C-suite, and it was always like something was going on, right? Like whoever called me, like whether it was HR or the VP of something, all of our creatives feel stuck, or people are unhappy here. We want to make these changes. It was always like a transitional thing. So I'd come in and do a workshop with them, and the brand events were also fun because, again, where I came from, I go to like a jewelry launch or like a lipstick promotion, or a new collection came out for the season, and I would do crystal readings. And the idea, just very much like I learned in school, of these like tiny mini readings. Someone would get to pick a crystal from all the bowls, and I'd say, "Hey, that crystal means this," and da 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 da, and we'd end up having a like very quick but intimate conversation, and I'd put the crystal in a bag and send them home with it. So that started happening, and then there's also, again, as my career moved on, something else I added and got really into as my education progressed is doing really large scale like space clearings. So going, I work with land developers, people that own buildings, people who are going to build buildings, and even, I could even do like some down to somebody's apartment, but going in and like clearing and rebalancing the space for someone or a group of people, a business that something might be, something's either off, and you kind of see things that feel exorcistic, right? That like someone's like the glass is breaking, there's weird leaks places. I saw something, a candle fly across the room. I've seen it in person, I've seen it happen, it's real. I see everything to that, to like I just got divorced and I need to shift the energy in the space. People moving, that are either moving in or moving out, that they're like, I don't want my energy here, or I don't want whoever was here before me to be here. So always working with people when they're in a transitional state. So those are some of the services that I offer.
Wow. So how can people find you?
People can find me at stylerituals.com or on any of the socials at style_rituals.
Okay. Perfect. So, well, I have three questions that I ask at the end of every interview. And so, if you
Shoot.
could close your eyes. All right. Tell me what appears in your mind's eye when I say the words wise woman.
A smiley
Okay. Open your eyes and tell me about that. Why does that appear? What do you think?
I think that there's and finally, thank you. I think there's like a rise in the archetype of the wise woman coming back in so many
Yes.
ways, like the divine feminine rising again, and in a new version of what it needs to be now. And really seeing women just rise in their full power, whatever that may be.
Thank you. I love that, the smiley face. Nobody said that yet. Okay, so my next question, where do you like to roam? We roamed a lot in your past, so where do you like to roam now?
I have traveled all over the world. I would say, well, my favorite city in the world is always New York City. But where I like to roam when I'm not working, or my favorite places that I've ever been, Hawaii is one, and then also Iceland.
Oh, nice. I haven't been to either of those yet, but they're on my list. I hope to go. And what makes you restless in a good way?
What makes me restless in a good way is when I have new creative ideas that like just won't come out yet, but I could like feel them on the tip of my tongue, or like they're on the precipice.
I'm very familiar with that, actually. I am an idea person, and it really frustrates me, but it's also exciting when I've got one and it's just almost there. It's almost there, and I can't wait for it to appear and
Totally.
inspire me and help somebody.
Julie Noonan here. Thank you so much for listening to Roaming with Restless Women. If you're a successful senior woman leader who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.intuitivewisdomcoach.com. If you enjoyed this interview, please share this episode on social media and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Your thumbs ups and reviews go a long way.